Get ready to be captivated and intrigued as we delve into my life of spirits and all things paranormal. Join me, your host, Jay Lane, on The Laneway to Spirit as I share my stories and personal experiences in the hopes of inspiring others to explore their own spirituality. Grab your favorite mug and settle in, and let's get started. Hello and welcome to Laneway to Spirit. I am super pumped today, everybody. Why? Because I have one of the biggest inspirations of my life here in the studio with me today. And I'm so excited to welcome Jackie Dennison. And she is a beautiful psychic medium from the UK. And Jackie was the co-host of Rescue Mediums. And that was absolutely one of my favorite shows. And this aired in 28 countries all over the world. She is also the owner of Feathers Academy, which is really beautiful academy. It's dedicated to teaching and healing through the spiritual and holistic planes. And she's been a psychic medium and psychic artist as well for many years, and has co-authored a book about spirits and has been featured in many magazines worldwide. In 2021, she was invited to go to Tokyo to film a documentary, The Psychic Versus the Professional, and the show was so successful that they decided to film a second two-hour documentary in Japan. She is also the panelist of a new six-part podcast series, which I'm a huge fan of, called Inspector Paranormal, which just launched back in February 2024. And this team investigates real-life paranormal encounters. So if you've not checked it out, I am going to be putting a link here at the bottom. You'll have to check this out. Now, Jackie, welcome here today. Thank you so much for being a guest here.
Thank you for inviting me. It's always good to connect with lovely, like-minded people.
Oh, yes, it is. And we've worked together before, but I'm super excited because today it's all about Jackie and it's not about other things. So I was so excited because, of course, you know, you're known very worldwide as a rescue medium. And of course, you're very well known in Canada for your series here, The Rescue Medium. So my big thing with Laneway to Spirit is I love to share paranormal encounters, but can you share with us one of the very most exciting or kind of paranormal stories from your career as a rescue medium?
Oh gosh, how long have you got?
I got all day.
Every experience is just that, isn't it? An experience. And it's not just the spirits that you encounter. It's the homeowners and their experiences and how you can help them, because that's what I like to do. That's why I've always based my work on, is being able to help people. And so every encounter has been exciting in different ways. So scary, some of them scary, some of them very emotional. How do you pick? something like that?
I've watched every series, I believe, of your rescue mediums. And there's a few that stand out to me. I still remember the one where you had done a painting of somebody before you even got there. And I was just so amazed with the accuracy. I remember there was a painting of angel wings that you had identified in this home as well. And when you did a walkthrough, I believe it was with Christine, I still remember you running into this beautiful painting with the angel wings. And I'm thinking to myself, oh my God, like, how do you do that? So it was just such an amazing concept with that show. But, you know, I'm sure there's something that I know there's a few that stood out to me as some of my favorites.
Yeah, I think some of the behind the scenes things that we've experienced as well, you know, things that never made the show. One of them, and this is in one of the early shows with Christine, we were staying at a place called Kirkfield. And when we got there, there was a power outage. And so we just had candles, which is quite spooky to start with, you know, just the candles. And we were staying at this place. So the producer and the director were staying in another place, but Christina and I were staying actually at this place, and the crew were staying there as well. And we were all having dinner, and as we're having dinner, in the dining area, there's a great big bay window, and Mike, one of the camera crew, said, "Everybody be quiet, just be quiet. I can hear something." And then he just said, "Run." And he got up and he made all of us move away from the table. And he'd heard this before, so he knew what he was listening to. He heard the creak of a tree. And the next thing, the tree came through the window where we'd all been sitting.
Oh my God.
And do you know the amazing thing about that is that 100 years previously to the day, the same thing had happened when it was, I think the nuns were there and it was a convent school and it had happened then. So,
I
yeah,
was so
divine
pleased.
intervention again.
I have goosebumps. Jackie, I
Yeah.
have goosebumps. That's
I
wild.
know.
But I can't even imagine like something like that happening. Thank God he heard that, you
Yeah,
know?
thank God did hear.
Yeah. But you know, when it comes to your recent work in Japan, because I was really interested in that. I love the fact that you're doing this documentary, but how does that differ from your experiences in other countries in terms of paranormal activity or even spiritual beliefs? Because I'm sure their spiritual beliefs are quite different than yours or mine.
Oh, totally different. I've had, because I worked for the first time in October 2022 when I first went over there. That show aired in November. And then I've done a second show, which airs next week, actually, on Wednesday next week. But huge culture shock to me. I've had to, it's sort of like baby steps, really, with them, because they have fortune tellers. They don't necessarily have mediums. Even though Reiki was born in Japan, energy work like that is acceptable, but everything else is new. It's very, very new. And so I'm having to work in a completely different way. I absolutely love how balanced the Japanese people are. You know, they're so, it's all about the ebb and flow of energy and what you put out, you receive, which is something that I believe in. If I had to have a religion, it would probably would be the Buddhist religion because of that, you know, it's all about the energy flow and how we can help each other. It's absolutely beautiful. I mean, you can be in the middle of the mo in Tokyo. It's like a bustling city, which is vibrant and full of life. And you literally walk round a corner and you have a little shrine there that is, and it's so quiet and so peaceful. It's absolutely amazing. It's a wonderful place to be. Yeah, very different spiritual beliefs. And totally took me out of my comfort zone
Yes, I can
the first
imagine.
time.
I can
Yeah, had to
imagine.
work. Yeah.
Well, the thing is, too, though, I mean, especially when you're working with somebody that doesn't have the same belief system, and it's to try to work around that language barriers, first of all,
Right.
and also with those beliefs. And I just thought it was just so amazing. I've seen all of your pictures on social media because I follow your page, but it's a breathtaking place as well. So I just
Yeah.
cannot wait to see your second documentary, Jackie. I really can't. So I'm going to move a little bit over to your podcast because I'm a huge paranormal buff. I love everything paranormal. And what kind of inspired you to be a panelist? What like inspector? Like what is that all about? What can listeners expect from that podcast?
Well, this is the brainchild of Tom Barrow, who approached me to be a guest panelist on the show. So there are six episodes, and these are known haunted locations, or someone, like, just for example, a fisherman in the middle of nowhere at this fishing pit, and he's a very, very down to earth guy. He's experienced something. He has seen something, he's heard something in the middle of nowhere. So when Tom heard that story, he wanted to have other people's take on it. So he's listened to the story. So we have a historian who will look into the history of the area to see, you know, if there's any reason why, you know, this has happened. Has anybody else experienced anything like this? We've got a skeptic who will put, you know, his spin on things. And then you've got me, the weirdo, that talks to dead people, you know, to find out. But, you know, you know me, Jay, you know, yes. That I like to get to the bottom of things.
Yes.
You know, so if I would want to experience something myself, so if I was there and I experienced it, I will rule things out. So if we've ruled this out, we've ruled that out, then you know what, let's open it up to other possibilities. And that's how I approach my work with everything that I do. But I'm really enjoying this series because every episode is a different experience. Yes. And I'm really pleased that Tom asked me to be part of this panel. The reception has been really good, I have to say. So it looks like we will hopefully be doing some more.
Oh, I love it. I love the way it was also mixed, you know, the music, just everything. You could feel it. You could feel it when people are, you know, when they're telling the story or narrating. And I really, really enjoyed it. I thought it was just brilliant. And so I'm looking forward to the other episodes. I'm a big fan. I'll be posting the actual episodes at the bottom of my page. So I'm really happy. What are you thinking of doing in the future? Like, what are your big plans, Jackie, like after this podcast, or you may continue, right? But do you think Japan's going to have you there again? Or like, what were you thinking of doing? Are you thinking of coming back to Canada?
Oh, yes, please. I'd love to come back to Canada. You know, I'm always open to wherever spirit want me to go. You know, then that's where I'm meant to be. So Japan, I'm very hopeful for the show that I've just done with them is very different to the first show.
Yes.
One of the main characters, if you like, that I encountered in spirit is a samurai warrior. I was allowed to hold his sword. Now, this sword is in a glass case that is, you know, it's brought out to be cleaned and put back. Nobody holds it. So I was very, very honored to be able to hold this. And as I'm holding the sword and I'm talking to the historian that's there and the descendant of this warrior who has a museum, and that's where the sword is held. He says to me, now bearing in mind that this is Japanese, so I've got a Japanese warrior here telling me things about the sword, but I have to interpret it in a way, even though there's a language barrier, the thought is the same in any language, as you know.
Yeah.
So he's giving me a thought. So it's easier to talk to him than it is to the Japanese people who are there, because he's giving me the thoughts of things rather than the word. So I'm holding this sword and he says, she's got a lock of my hair. So I said to the lady, have you got a lock of his hair? And she just burst into tears and she went, no one knows about that.
Oh my goodness.
I've had this, no one knows about that. And the historian who sat next to her, who's written about this warrior, he's written about 8 books, and he said, I've known you for 40 years and you've never told me you've got a lock of his hair.
Oh my goodness.
So so the end of the show is she actually brings the lock of this hair out.
Oh my god.
For the first time ever It is viewed on, and it will be viewed next week on national TV in Japan.
Wow, that's
So
amazing.
things like that just blow me away, you know, how spirit work like that. So I'm hoping that that show is going to go well, and I'll be invited back to do some more. They call it multi-dimensional psychic. I'm a multi-dimensional psychic, which really just means it's an energy worker who works with different energy. But I'm also really, really hopeful about a show that I'm working on with a young British medium, Megan Downs. So I'm working on a show called Haunted History with her. We've got five episodes at the moment. We're about to record the sixth episode, and we're looking forward to that going out fairly soon. That will be probably, it will be available on the internet, so you know, everybody will be able to see that. So I love working with her because she's, it's like I'm the old person, she's the young person, but it's a great flavor between the two of us because we enjoy what we do. We take our work seriously, but we enjoy what we do as well. And we are investigating in haunted, known haunted locations. So it's if, and this is the interesting thing about this show, is that there might be something in the history books that says this person did this. Now, when you encounter that person who is now in spirit, that person might say, I didn't do that at all. This is what I did, you know. So then it's almost like, are we going to rewrite history because of what we're being told by, you know, spirit? So it's got a little bit of a twist to it as well. So I like that.
I love that, Jackie. Are you incorporating any of your spiritual art at all with any of your new work or your upcoming work?
We haven't done, not so far. The sort of premonitions that we have before we go anywhere, with Megan and I, we sort of talk about what we've got. We have written some, sometimes we write things down before we go. But the psychic art hasn't really come into play with that. But it doesn't mean to say that it won't be incorporated in anything else. Now, I've used it in Japan. I am using it in Japan, but I'm using it in a different way. I'm using it with the cam while the camera is on me, to draw things, you know. So
I'm
I
so
found a missing
interested.
cat.
Oh, really?
I found a missing cat in Japan in October 2022. And my opponents were, sounds awful, opponent. It's not supposed to be an opponent. It's about how a psychic can work alongside a professional in their own field to help in situations. So the professionals were a mum and a son who have equipment to find missing pets. So they were doing their thing and I was doing my thing, and I used psychic art to draw where the cat had been. And we found the location where the cat had been, and it was exactly as I'd drawn it. So the psychic art is coming in, but in a different way.
Wow, that's amazing. I cannot wait to see that, Jackie. I'm so excited. I really am. And I think you're going to be asked there again. I really do. I mean, how could they not? You're so amazing. I just
Oh,
love
thank
you.
you.
I
I'll
really
pay you later.
do. Oh, yeah, that'll be $20 there. I'm
There you
just
go.
kidding. Oh my goodness. So I'm really happy that I got to talk to you today about all of these things. I absolutely love your energy. I love Megan. I thought the very first time that I saw you working with her, I thought that she would do extremely well. So I would love to even talk to her. So we'll have to arrange something with her as well because I felt her
Yeah.
energy all the way to Canada. And I could tell you
Oh,
that. Yeah, she's beautiful energy. So the last question I wanted to ask you was about feathers, because I know that you have your academy. Are you still very actively involved in that, or how does that work for you?
well, it's interesting because I actually closed Feathers Building in August of 2022. And then, as I closed that doorway, Japan opened up for me. So, of course, the universe obviously had that plan in store. And so, Feathers is actually now the room that I am sitting in. So, this is a beautiful little cabin in the bottom of my garden that my son has built for me. And this is Feathers. So, I still do all the things that I did before, I just haven't got a shop. So I still teach. We have classes every week. I still teach. I still do everything that I did. We still do investigations and things like that. But my little hub now is here. So I don't
Yes.
have far, to come literally out of my back door and into my garden. And I'm loving it.
I could imagine. I love working close to home too. It just makes things a little bit more efficient with how busy we are. So, and virtually everything is so online now with learning and teaching and everything else. So I understand that. But Jackie, I can't wait. If you ever come back to Canada or Ontario, we have to have a tea date.
Oh,
Absolutely. Yes. We have
absolutely.
to. And so last but not least, Jackie, where could people find you?
Oh, great question. Yes. So my psychic antenna is out, so just follow the buzz. No, really, it's you can find me on my website, www.jackiedennison.com. I'm on Facebook. Find me on Facebook. I've recently started doing Instagram. This is all new technology to me. So I've recently started doing that. The best way is through my website.
Perfect. Well, Jackie, I want to thank you so much for being my very special guest today. Like I said, I'm just a big fan, so I want to thank you for your time. And I'm sure everybody's going to enjoy all of the work that you're doing. So we'll make sure that we have the information out for everybody. Thank you, everybody who has listened here today. Until next time, we will talk to you again real soon. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening in. I hope you enjoyed today's Lane Way to Spirit. To learn more about me, visit my website at mediumjlane.com or my socials on Facebook and Instagram.